time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Mayor Michael Corianis. It's been a minute since Mike's been in, and you know we're all busy guys, and he's probably busier than most. So we're going to kind of get up to speed on some of the things that are going on in Price City and some things that are coming up. Mayor Corianis, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Dave, thank you for having me here today.
Anytime. Let's talk about this. I always like to catch up and find out how things are going in Price City.
Well, it's busy, but it's exciting because there's a lot of momentum and energy that are positive energy that's happening in our community. And I appreciate everybody just supporting and getting behind us and making that move.
Well, and the first thing we're going to talk about is getting behind a local business in town. The Ashes to Alms fundraiser that the Price City Youth Council has come up with for the employees of the Asian Bistro. You guys did a movie night some while back, and you're still going to continue this to continue to raise funds for this. So let's talk about that for just a moment and how you guys are going to do this going forward.
So with that, we are putting posters out in the community on these A-frames in probably in our stores and City Hall, places where people are walking, and making it easy so that they can hit that QR code that's on that poster and make a donation to a business that, you know, had some misfortune in their lives. And here's somebody that it's sending a message to them because they moved into our community, opened up shop, and then they had this, you know, tragedy. And so when we met with them, it really sent a message that we are a community that cares. And so it really made a move to them.
And so you had the movie night, and that kind of got you guys started and kind of got the ball rolling a little
Correct.
Bit.
So, yeah, we made $500 on that movie night, and so that was exciting. How we achieved that $500, here's Puzzle Pediatrics that basically said, we'll match up to $250 of what you make. So that's how we made that $500. It's pretty exciting where we have different entities supporting us and getting behind us. And so that is getting our youth council more excited about doing some more. And we're coming up with ways to do that.
All right. And you were saying, as far as a side note to them, it could be about another 10 months before insurance money rolls in for them.
Correct, Dave.
And then they want to rebuild pretty much where they're at right now.
Correct.
That's the plan.
Yes.
They will rebuild. They're not leaving.
No.
They want to rebuild where they're at.
Yeah. When you talk to people in the community, they were like, oh, that was our most favorite place. You know, I talked with one individual that said, you know, twice a week, my wife and I, that was the only time we could go and meet and have lunch because they have very busy lives. So, you know, that was instrumental in a lot of people's lives.
All right. So we've got that coming up, and keep an eye out for those poster boards. The other thing, you and Mayor Van Wagner from Castledale recently went up to the Capitol to speak to the Rural Caucus, and this is all kind of tied in with the Coal Strike Team.
Correct.
So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, and it was our pleasure and our honor to represent the community on behalf of the Utah Coal Strike Team. We had also Jerry Gamber and Jade Powell that were there for us and helped us with our presentation. And so as you talk about this Utah Coal Strike Team in the community, understanding what it means and what it is all about, it was the Kim C. Gardner Institute that came into our community, saw that coal and coal-fired power plants, you know, we need to diversify, hoping that coal will stay around, but, you know, we need to make sure that we have a plan for our future. And so with that being said, we went and we were able to bring $1 million back to our community. So what did we do with that $1 million? You know, we have where we awarded 100 scholarships at the Utah State University Eastern. So now, those were scholarships that were local Carbon and Emory students that received that. Not just, you know, high school students. There was also people that were going to school, night school or something like that. They also received money for their tuition and stuff. So that's what was, and it was $400,000 that we gave. Also, we created a remote work center in a commercial kitchen down there at the AOG, or the old Reeve School that a lot of people know. That is a beautiful facility now. Jerry Gamber and Jade and Powell and Michael Bryant were able to write grants and leverage money to get grants from that Utah Coal Strike Team money and get grants. And so now I asked the community to go and take a look at that. It's a beautiful facility. We also created a Silicon Slopes East chapter, where basically now you look at Lehigh and you see the growth there and you think, you know, can we bring tech into our community? And I think we can, and we can develop something like that with the help of Utah State University Eastern and our different partners that we've brought in, both Carbon and Emory County commissioners, mayors, and the AOG. With that being said, you know, we got blade signs and facade grants from that. So it's exciting. So when we went and asked, you know, Senator Hinkins is the chair of that committee, and also you have Representative Watkins, they're champions for our area, and they're speaking on our behalf. You know, after our presentation, all you heard was rural, rural, rural. I mean, I think our legislatures are getting the message that, yeah, the Wasatch Front is busting at the seams. Now we need to start focusing on our communities that are outside the Wasatch Front to diversify and build them up to make them sustainable for growth.
Mayor Corianis, I know there's more you wanted to talk about. Can you stick around and talk with us for another segment?
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back on Castle Country Focus with Mayor Michael Corianis of Price City.